Please explain why these verses do not conflict. And then the verses are Mark chapter 9 and verse 40, Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30, and Luke chapter 9 and verse 50. Well, Mark 9:40 and Luke 9:50 are parallel verses. They're the same. So really, the only ones that seem to be in conflict are Mark 9:40 and Luke 9:50 with Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30. So let's look at them. All right. So in Mark chapter 9, verse 40, and Luke chapter 9 and verse 50, the disciples see somebody casting out demons in Jesus' name. However, they notice that this person was not following with the disciples, but he was kind of independent. And he was over here casting out demons in Jesus' name on his own. And they forbid him from doing that. And they come to Jesus and they say, "Lord, we saw somebody casting out demons in your name, and so we told him to stop doing it because he wasn't following with us." You know, that's what they said. And so Jesus, you can almost see Jesus going, you know, like that. But he's very patient and he's very kind. And he says to them in both passages, and I'm going to quote from Luke 9:50 first. He says, "Do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side." So don't forbid him, because if he's not against us, then he's with us. He's on our side. He's for us. Well, we don't know where this man who was casting out the demons came from, but he obviously had some connection with Jesus in the past. And Jesus had told him to go and cast out demons, because if Jesus hadn't told him to go cast out demons, then he wouldn't have been able to do it in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 10, we read that Jesus commissioned 70 men, other than the apostles, 70 other men, to go out and to cast out demons. So, and they did that work. And they did that work before Jesus was crucified. And so the work that Jesus gave some to do, sometimes he gave it to people other than the apostles. And that was within Jesus' prerogative to do. But they were all doing it in Jesus' name. And as a result, Jesus was being glorified because of that. Well, the problem the apostles had with this guy wasn't so much that he was casting out demons, was rather that he wasn't following with them. He wasn't part of their group, you see. And they didn't like that because he wasn't part of their group. Well, that's not necessarily a showstopper, right? Just because somebody isn't part of your group doesn't necessarily mean that they're not doing the work that God wants them to do. There's plenty of people, plenty of preachers out there who are doing God's work today. They're not part of our group, but that doesn't mean that they're not doing what's right. And we've got to allow for that in people who are out there preaching and teaching the gospel and doing the work of the Lord. We've got to allow for that. All right? Now, so just because someone was not physically with Jesus and the apostles didn't mean that he was against Jesus. That's the point. Now, Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30, we have a different circumstance. The Pharisees had accused Jesus of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub. And in essence, saying that the Holy Spirit was really Satan. So that was blaspheming the Holy Spirit in that passage. And in response to that, at the end of the passage, Jesus says, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad." Well, who is Jesus talking about there? Well, he's either talking about the Pharisees or he's talking about Satan. Now, that's a completely different circumstance. Those are people who were diametrically opposed to Jesus. Now, whether it's the Pharisees or Satan, they were completely opposed to Jesus. And the point that Jesus is making here is that there are those who are opposed to his work very clearly. And these are against Jesus because they are not with Jesus. And while these Pharisees may have been with Jesus physically, that is, in his immediate company, they were definitely not with Jesus on a spiritual level. And so they were opposed to him, or they were against him. And so Jesus says, "He who is not with me is against me." Well, if someone is not with Jesus spiritually, then he is definitely against Jesus. Now, these verses do not conflict because, first of all, they're talking about two completely different situations. On the one hand, you had somebody who was casting out demons in Jesus' name, but he was doing Jesus' work and he was with Jesus and he was sanctioned by Jesus. And on the other hand, you've got a group who were opposed to Jesus, who were trying to stop him and who were doing the work of Satan and who accused the Holy Spirit of being Satan. Well, they are opposed to Jesus and they're doing what's wrong. So the one was where a man was not physically with Jesus, but working for him and therefore not against him. The other is where someone is not with Jesus spiritually and therefore against him. And in either case, there is no middle ground where one could be neither with Jesus nor against Jesus. You know, sometimes people quote these two passages and they say, you see, you can be, as long as you're not against Jesus, then you're with Jesus. And then somebody else might point the other one out and say, aha, see, you're with Jesus, therefore you're not against Jesus. Well, the point that we should come away from with this is that with Jesus, there's really no middle ground. Either we're with him or we're not going to be with him. Either we're against him or we're not going to be against him. We can't have it both ways. We can't have it like, well, I'm not against Jesus, but I'm not with Jesus either. You can't have it both ways. It's got to be one or the other. You got to be with Jesus or you got to be against Jesus. That's all there is to it. Now listen to, and how do we know that? Because of what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10 and verses 37 through 39. And listen to what he says. He says, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And so we cannot be partly for the world and partly for Jesus, or partly for our family, or partly for Jesus, or partly for myself and partly for Jesus somehow, you know. Nope, we got to be all for Jesus. Now, if we're all for Jesus, then Jesus blesses us with so many other things that we don't really recognize that we've lost any of that other stuff. But that's only because we've given ourselves fully to him. I love that song that we sang this morning right before the giving. It really makes us think about our giving. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence, daily live. Yes, we need to surrender all to Jesus. But the blessing is that what Jesus says here, if we will lose our life for his sake, then we'll find it because he'll give it to us. And we'll be blessed so much greater than if we sought to try to find it ourselves without him. And so tonight, do you need Jesus? Do you need to respond to his message of love and mercy? To repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, be baptized for the remission of sins. Come to Jesus this evening and be for him 100%. And I guarantee you, if you're with him 100%, you won't be against him. So why not become a child of God this evening? If you have a need and you need to ask for prayers, this is an opportunity to do that also. Whatever your need may be, you can come now while we stand and sing.